Take it, Pete. And
even now I have no idea what song this is. I'm
keeping you inside. You can do it. You're a candle in the
window on a cold night. Pete, 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 king of the world. Pete, 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 he's a god. Pete, 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 king of the world. When he walks by, just smile and nod. Ba doo 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 boop boop boo boo ba doo 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 doo.
I can't fight this feeling anymore.
Oh, wrong song.
Now you realize that. Hey, why did Star Wars steal my theme music? That's the theme music that's in my head a lot of the day.
From the band Jizz?
Yes. And that guy.
That's the name of the
Modal
band.
Modal Nodes? What's his name?
Yeah.
I can't remember his name.
Was this her actually singing?
It was actually her singing.
It's Lisa Frankenstein.
I picked that for
herself. Her name is Lisa Swallows.
I picked that for two reasons. Number one, to see if Pete would sing something. And that was an egregious mistake. And number two, we'll get to the reason I picked that. But let's introduce it because Kitty gets mad when I don't introduce her.
Who?
Me.
Kitty's
I'm here.
Oh.
It's Kitty.
I see. You're over there.
Yes.
At the other microphone.
Yeah.
Thought it would be good to have a female perspective on what was a very female-centric movie, which is why we didn't get a black person for the Black History Month, I suppose. I don't think these things through all the time.
Well, meh.
Meh.
I got nothing.
Good. I don't know a lot of people.
No, I only know you two.
Yeah, exactly.
No. So, Pete.
Yes.
Pete's here, too.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not.
And I'm here as well.
Yes.
And my name is Brian. And we did Lisa Frankenstein, which is a very recent movie.
Which is weird. I'm used to watching things from long ago and far away.
Me too.
Are we safe to do spoilers?
Yeah, you can talk about whatever you want to. The movie bombed.
What?
I could see why a little bit.
Yeah. So Kitty texted me after she watched the movie, and the version she said was, "This is set in the Edward Scissorhands horror universe." And I was like, that is exactly what I wrote in the review.
Which I didn't read, so no, that's really funny. Sorry.
I'm not. What was the other one that came out right around this time? Poor Things?
Sure.
Yeah, it's got Mark Ruffalo and Emma Stone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Frankenstein movie too, right?
Kind of.
Yeah, it seemed like it was. I don't know.
It's based on a different book, but the book itself is based on the Frankenstein idea.
Because I confused the two. I never saw a trailer for this Lisa Frankenstein or anything, so I went in kind of just blind to it. Other than Frankenstein.
Which is ironic.
Gave me a clue.
Today you got back from the eye doctor and you were blind when I had to pick you up from the eye doctor.
I am still kind of blind.
You're still kind of blind.
You couldn't find the door handle.
No, I'm not surprised. When they dilate your eyes like that.
Doorknobs are complex pieces of machinery. They're not to be handled lightly.
You just ran up the stairs and went, woohoo! I don't know if that was because of the eye doctor or what.
Well, Pete, what did you think of Lisa Frankenstein?
I liked a lot of it.
Yeah.
I feel, and I talked with Kitty a little bit. We watched it at different times.
That's nice of you to do with your wife.
I know. Yeah. I don't like to do it a lot because the only time I really talk to her is when she's on the podcast because I like to keep things fresh.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel, and Kitty, I think you do too, that there was like something missing. It was so close to being one of these really fun, cool, great movies. And there was just something off. But for the life of me, I can't figure out what it is.
Now that you've put words in your wife's mouth, instead of just asking her what her opinion was, Kitty, do you have anything to add to Pete's opinion that he's put in your mouth?
No.
But the thing that was missing from this was Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage.
No, I'll mute you.
No, I agree. There was just something that left it shy of being a great movie, or a really great movie, because it was okay. It actually wasn't my favorite for whatever reason. It should have everything I love in it. It was kind of Wedding Singer-ish, too, as well as being Edward Scissorhands genre. I think there could have been more kills.
Yeah.
Entertaining kills. I feel like that's what was missing.
When I saw this movie, I saw it before it came out, and I reviewed it, and Pete said, how was it? And I said, it was a hard one to review, because I think I liked it more than I think it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I actually enjoyed the movie, even when I wasn't thinking it was really well done. Because I don't know, Catherine Newton's great in it, and I like the aesthetic, even though it's completely ripped off. Mm-hmm. But it's not a thing that everybody rips off, so it still feels fine to me that they did it. But it just, it's missing a few things, I think, but mostly it just can't settle on what it is. And the reason I picked that song to open is, it's the absolute number one, by far, highlight of the movie. Because it's the only time her character gets to be true to herself. Because the movie then doubles back on her and then doesn't do her character any favors. That was her moment of, like, if you could see it, her performance in that scene is the first time she's happy in the movie at all. It's the first time that she feels connected to the world again. And it's an important moment. But then the movie just doubles back down and is like, oh, keep going after that Michael guy. And it's like, what is happening? What's the point of this movie at this point? Her character doesn't have an arc that makes sense. And it makes the relationship between her and the creature not work as well, because up until like the last minute, she's trying to not be with the creature.
Yeah.
So this doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. I felt like she could develop more into herself.
Yeah.
Instead of...
Which is what that scene is to
falling
me.
Falling back,
the singing scene is like the perfect scene for that. Now, if there was like one more scene like that and less scenes of like, well, it'd be fun if we did this, so we're going to have to keep going with the Michael thing. Because it is fun when his dick is chopped off.
Yeah, yeah.
The shadow of the dick and balls on the wall is fantastic.
And the look on her face as she's watching it fly up.
It was pretty solid.
That's what I mean. Like, you have to sometimes sacrifice good scenes for good story, and they kind of sacrifice the story for the good scene. So when I'm watching it, I enjoy the scene so much that I like it, but I walk away from the movie going, he made some mistakes here, I think.
Yeah, I think they're, like I said, I think they could have gone towards having more fun kills. Because, like, when I watch the preview or the, you know, for the movie, they seem to, like, highlight that it's going to be really creepy and scary, and then the movie's not.
No.
It's not scary at all.
A dick and balls got cut off, and they flew through the air. That's not scary to you?
No.
that's a little, now it's scary to me. The Pete should be terrified, especially because he can't see anything.
I don't have them. What do I care? How much could it hurt?
Why should anyone have them?
If I can't have them, no one can.
Stick them in my pocket.
So this was the feature film directorial debut of Zelda Williams.
I like Zelda Williams.
I like her name. I don't really know her otherwise.
I like her name, and I like her dad.
Who's her dad?
Mark from Ork, motherfucker. I know who he is.
What's he up to?
You know she's named after Zelda, the video game?
Yeah. Hey, Pete.
Hey, Kitty.
What's Robin Williams up to?
I don't know. Did they cremate him? Because then he'd be Ash. So he'd be like way up high now.
I'm guessing they did, yeah. Okay. It was written by Diablo Cody, who wrote Juno and
That's
Jennifer's Body.
That's the other one. Mm-hmm. I knew Jennifer's Body, but I knew she did something else. I couldn't remember what it was.
She won an Oscar for Juno.
Yeah, Juno was pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jennifer's Body's pretty good too. And
Juno has a weird aesthetic as well.
Yeah.
Very 80s.
Jennifer's Body is the reason that I think this movie struggles, because Jennifer's Body is a good movie that was panned at the time, and then people came around on it. It's a stone cold cult classic now. People love it.
It was Megan Fox, I think. People were down on Megan Fox at the time.
Sure. I mean, also it's horror, so people don't love horror. That doesn't help. Diablo Cody.
I'm assuming it was scarier.
Yeah. Oscar winner Diablo Cody going and doing a teen horror movie is not something that people expected or want. The critics aren't going to give her, you know, credit for that. They're hated. So it's her returning to the teen horror kind of
franchise
genre. And I think she's trying to skip the step and make this a cult classic. There's too much stuff in here that's like, this will do really well, but it won't get good reviews. And it's like, you can't make a movie like that. You can't reverse engineer a movie like that.
No. Yeah.
It's weird. I had that thought too. That it seemed like it was trying to be a cult classic, or it wanted to be.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think it really was. It kind of worked.
It kind of does. That's the thing. I just don't think that it's going to get where it wants to go because it's trying too hard.
Yeah.
The things that make it work are the aesthetic is interesting, even if it's mostly Edward Scissorhands. It still works. Yeah.
Is it really? I don't remember Edward Scissorhands. I thought it was weirder. Tim Burton, I guess I've just taken this over the top.
Their house is straight out of that neighborhood. It's the only one, but they're living in the pink house
with the precious moments.
It's not the town. It's their literal, their house is that house, like in that neighborhood from that city. And then the darkness thing has to come live there. It's the aesthetic I like.
And the mom has she's selling, what is she selling door to door?
Yeah.
I can't remember now. That's annoying.
Vacuum cleaners.
The mother's makeup by Carla Gugino, who I love and everything.
I love Carla. You know what? Night at the Museum.
Oh, really?
Classic.
That's your go-to?
That's my go-to, Carla Gugino
movie. I don't know if it's true.
Oh, it's true, buddy.
How much of that do you watch?
Was she the mom?
I watched... Well, it used to be on Christmas Day, TBS would air Christmas Story 24 hours. Then one year, for no reason that I've ever been able to figure out, FX aired Night at the Museum, numero uno, for 24 hours. So every 2 hours, I would switch between channels and watch Night at the Museum and
Do you know who Christmas else is Story. In Night at the Museum?
A lot of people.
Do you know which one would be relevant to this conversation today?
Yeah, it's,
I know.
Oh, no, quiet. It's that Hank Azaria.
That's relevant to this movie?
Brad Garrett. He's the voice of that big tiki head.
Straight to
Easter Island. Robin All right.
Williams. It is Robin Williams.
Who? Yeah.
He's dead.
In this
he's in a museum.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. This movie stars Catherine Newton, as Pete said, Lisa Swallows, for... No, seemingly no reason other
I thought than there was right, a joke
that's another,
coming.
There should be a joke there. There should be
there
some
should
explanation
be a
of
joke
how,
I appreciate
of the murder of her mother.
Yeah. That's the other problem. Well, we'll get to that in a second, but she was in my favorite movie of all time, Detective Pikachu.
She was the reporter with the Psyduck. Good old Psyduck.
She was in Freaky, which Pete will tell us again he's never seen.
I've never seen that one, yep. Kitty.
She was in Ant-Man 3, which was terrible.
Ugh. Who was she in Ant-Man 3?
She played Cassie Lang, and it was a weird dynamic because they had to age up her character, but Paul Rudd still looks like he's 20, so I was confused about their relationship the entire time.
It's fair.
It was very weird. They had very strange chemistry. And she was in Paranormal Activity 4 and Blockers, which we saw.
I saw that one.
And Abigail that I came up very recently when we recorded this. She was good in that, too. She's good in everything but Ant-Man 3. Which has to be an Ant-Man 3 problem, because she's great in Detective Pikachu.
Mm-hmm.
I liked everyone in this movie, really. Yes. I thought the performances were fantastic.
Well, it stars Cole Sprouse as the creature, who was either Zach or Cody on The Suite Life of Zach and Cody. I'll never know which one.
I thought he looked familiar. Both.
And he was Jughead on Riverdale.
Never saw that.
And he did a lot with a character that doesn't get to speak until the last couple minutes of the movie.
I forgot that he even talked.
Yep.
It was a mute Frankenstein stumbling around.
And... this movie has an interesting character in her stepsister, Taffy, because Taffy's a popular girl, and yet she does seemingly like the opposite of what you expect. She genuinely seems to care about the family and want to have this family dynamic and care about her sister, but then also goes after the guy she wants. This movie cannot decide what it's doing from scene to scene.
That is, and that's the like one and only problem, because her Taffy is nice throughout the entire movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, constantly welcomes Lisa in, and then for some unknown reason sleeps with, and that's not explained, and there's no reasoning for it.
I think her reasoning was, like, how hard it is to be popular and stuff, and I get all that, but, like, it doesn't fit with any of the character I've seen, because I enjoyed that your character was the opposite of what you expect. The stepmother is doing all the heavy lifting of the evil stepmother, but she really seems to want to make it work with her father and her as a sister, and it's like, I found that refreshing. And then it's like, oh, also I'm fucking the guy you want. Like, what?
It didn't make sense.
It does lead to the great part, though, where she's just traumatized and covered in blood. And that's cool.
But, the stepsister.
And it gives them the moment where they reconcile, and she's like, you know, sorry about all this, and I love you. And it's like, that's nice.
Yeah.
But and then she's just walking away like the final girl in a horror movie who got out.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
And
I like, as she's stumbling down the road, the car that should stop to help her just keeps driving.
Yeah.
She just leaves her to wander. I don't think it needed an explanation. I don't think it was done out of maliciousness. They're all teenagers, right? That was they're not in college. They were in high school.
But so she's been lying to her the whole movie. Because
that's a weird thing to have to go try to explain when you genuinely are a nice person and you've fallen into this. You're like, oops, my sister is, you know, in love with him, but he's with me. And he said, I never saw you that way to Lisa Frankenstein.
Sure.
So I guess I know it's still wrong. That's why she was, you know, keeping it a secret.
That scene is one of my favorite lines in the movie. It's not my favorite line. We'll get to that too. But one of my favorite lines in the movie when she goes off on the guy. She's like, oh, you don't want to be with a girl who likes cool things because then they're not cool anymore. Only you could think they're cool. I was like, that's a really good dissertation on what high school relationships are.
But no, there is no way that sleeping with some other guy that your friend's interested in is not malicious.
Yeah. And she's lying about it when she catches her with the hickey. Like, she's lying about it the whole time. So you know where it's going. And it's like, the whole time I'm like, this is a really weird choice for her to have been so, go out of her way to be so nice to her and try to help her, you know, ingratiate herself into society and help her become the person she wants to. She's trying really hard.
Is but it guilt? She's not trying. It's not guilt. That's just who she is as a person. I like that. Then that person sister.
Doesn't fuck the guy she wants and lie to her about it.
First off, it doesn't it's make high sense.
School. This doesn't make sense to me because the only friends you have are like me, and I wouldn't do things like that. So what do you?
Well, first off,
I don't know what he. I don't either. I think he's lost. It's like weird. That really doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
I'm a girl, and I kind of remember high school. And if my best friend or my sister went and slept with the guy I was interested in,
especially if imagine you're going through the trauma of having lost your mother and uprooting your life, and then
that would not be something done non-maliciously.
Well,
it would be a cruel non-friend liar thing to do. There's no way it's not malicious.
Well, I'm a guy and I don't remember anything about high school, so I think it's perfectly normal. She was conflicted, yes, but she was a genuinely nice person who this thing happened and she doesn't know how to get out of it.
I think there was some guilt. I think she was a nice person, but I think she could have told her right away.
Well, I wanted to get to my favorite line of the movie was when Lisa's at work and her boss was like, Lisa doesn't have a boyfriend, probably because she's so flat-chested.
That's funny. And completely inappropriate right now. Like, that's a lawsuit.
There were a few of those really funny lines thrown throughout. And I like the script a lot, despite the fact that it doesn't know what it wants to be. Like, the actual dialogue I enjoyed the whole way through. That's why the movie's so weird.
The dialogue is good. I like that a malfunctioning tanning bed is the agent of the resurrection of the undead flesh. I like that they explained the sister is... her skin is so much darker because she keeps tanning. Like, I think she's a Filipino actress.
Yeah.
And it's like, Newton there is like pasty white. And it's like, well, she just tans a lot. That was their explanation in this faulty tanning. But I still think that sister was the best character in the story, like most decent out of everyone that you were introduced to.
She's the betrayer of the story.
But that mother's
the clearly the best person in the movie is the stepfather, who cracked me up at every single thing he ever did or said in the movie.
Being a detached, because he was
very stereotypical detached for that time period.
He's the perfect level of he cares a lot, but not enough to get involved.
Yes, and not enough to actually listen.
No,
that stepmom was brutal, though. You can't sit there and listen to that.
Well, he's a widower. He takes what he can get.
Well, I don't think he was
straight
good.
Up evil.
When I
but she should have died in a much more interesting way than just getting hit in the head.
I like that it was set in the 80s because it was very much like that other one we saw, but Totally Killer. But they had a time travel to go do that one, whereas this one is just kind of there.
Which goes back to what I was saying about how I think it's trying to skip the steps and be a cult classic. They're literally just setting it 40 years in the past, 35 years in the past, being like, see, it's a classic.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's already aged up. You can skip past the part where it has to gain that esteem. It's like, remember this? And it's like, I get it.
I think it took influence from like The Wedding Singer.
The Wedding Singer. Yeah.
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 Ooh. Pete hates favorite. That movie.
I don't hate it. It's just, you know, I like it when I watch it. And I'm like, it's better than I remember. And then I immediately forget about it.
So it's a Ryan Gosling problem?
No, because I like the Ryan Gosling movies that I see and I remember them.
But you see a trailer and you're like, oh, this guy.
Yeah, well, yes. Anytime I see a trailer. I think we figured that out. It's because the first movie I remember him from was The Notebook.
And you didn't see that.
I never saw The Notebook, but I have tarred him with that brush for decades.
But you love James Marsden.
I do like him now.
He's also in The Notebook.
Is he?
Is he?
I haven't seen that movie. Only one? Is that what it's about?
I refuse to watch that movie.
I thought there was a girl involved, but it's just Cyclops and...
You know what? I would prefer it if it had been, because I find them delightful. But and I'd like them together. But no, it's Rachel McAdams.
I don't know who that... Oh, she was in Sherlock Holmes 2, The Game of Shadows.
She's also in Game Night, which she was great in.
Oh, that's right. I saw that movie too.
Wasn't The Notebook... Wasn't he, like, stalking her?
Probably.
And she was dying or something, and he just wouldn't leave her alone until she was like, fine, we'll be in a relationship. No, I never saw the movie.
I think she had that Swiss cheese brain.
She was in a relationship that he breaks her out of, but she clearly is into him.
Yeah.
And then they live a long life. The whole point of The Notebook is that the old version of him, James Garner, is telling it to the old woman version of her, and she doesn't remember because she's got Alzheimer's. So the story she's telling this old lady is that the story of how they fell in love.
I'm already asleep.
Yeah. It's a cult classic.
I feel justified in me ignoring this movie and for my opinion of Ryan Gosling based on what you two have just told me.
All right.
I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
Yeah, so it never settles on a tone. It's like, it's campy at times. It's also like a Heathers-like dark comedy at times. It clearly wants to be, you know, a horror comedy. And it's like, it never picks one, but for some reason, like I said, it works for me enough that when I watch it, I enjoy the movie. And then I finish watching it, and I'm like, this could have been way better.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to watch it again.
Yeah, maybe not.
That's the thing. I really wanted to like it because it hits on, well, at least, you know, previewing it, it hits on all the notes of things that I would like for a cult classic movie. And it's just not ever going to get there, I don't think.
I know people never watch it again.
He might.
No Nick Cage.
There's a lot of strikes.
I like so many choices they make are strong. The cast is excellent. Mm-hmm. And I like the aesthetic, and I like the comedy, and like everything there is that I like. It just never pulls together for me in a story that I care about enough, yeah. Which is weird because it's also a trauma movie for some reason.
And it barely touches on the trauma.
After the beginning, it's just there in the background. But Catherine Newton is so good in the beginning of being the quiet, mousy version that when she comes into herself, I like that a lot. And her performance is so good. But then it never becomes about that again. It's like it's just her trying to get fucked.
Yeah, and which I mean
I approve of this, but it's weird that it's like she goes doubles down with Michael, and yeah. It's like, this is weird. This timing, like that scene had to come earlier.
Well,
it does damage the movie. Yeah. I think you're right. It's if they had given some resolution to the trauma, then I think it would have been a lot better instead of focusing on her just having sex.
So you two are saying, if there was some sort of animated corpse walking around and there's a normal person, you're like, I want to jump the bones of that dead thing, not the one that's alive.
Well, she was in love with it when it was just in the graveyard already.
Kitty, as someone who married a fixer-upper, what do you think?
Yeah, I'll stick with the dead guy.
Yeah.
Wait, who am I in this scenario? Am I the dead? Yeah, so she stick with the dead. That's me.
Stick with the dead guy.
Okay, I see the problem here.
I don't know why it's taken like over 20 years and you're still a fixer-upper.
And you're all about the Mary Jane's Last Dance?
At this point, he's a dilapidated house. Yes.
What was that house movie with Keanu Reeves with time travel?
The Lake House?
Is that the one?
Is this like you don't want to talk about this movie today?
No, he had lots of questions about it. I'm just waiting to get to any of them.
He just keeps like going off to other movies.
I told him I was going to count. We're at zero.
Yeah.
I have lots of questions. Okay,
question one. Go.
All right. Question one. So at the end of the movie, when the thing was burning down, mm-hmm. and there's a kid, he shows up on a bike. Do you remember? He's got a really cool Hawaiian shirt. Oh, boy. Where did he get that shirt?
I thought you were going to ask if that was like a callback to Monster Squad, which would be a great question.
Oh, that is a good question. Where did Fat Kid get his shirts from?
The Big and Tall shop.
Okay, I'll have to check. I've been to those shops. They do not have a lot of good Hawaiian shirts.
What is your next question?
My next question. So at the end, when she's a zombie now or Frankenstein.
All about the end.
Now she's Lisa Frankenstein. Now, I saw that movie and she has a lot of hair. Why is it not the Bride of Frankenstein's hair at the end?
That's actually a really good question.
That's why I don't like this movie, I think. That's what it is. I figured it out because that really bothered me. Because about partway through the movie, I said, oh, I know where this is going. She's going to be the Bride of Frankenstein. She's going to have the hair because her hair was huge.
Well, she also has that dream sequence where that's happening early in the movie where she's
I don't remember the
black and white
sequence. Yeah.
There's some really cool visual stuff.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, there's some really cool visual stuff. Even the opening credits are really cool.
Yeah.
Did we ever figure out what the Frankenstein's deal was? Like, was he just a guy who hung out with the girl and played piano for her and then died?
Well, he was a Victorian-era
musician.
Yeah, I got that, but I never...
accidentally got brought back to life.
Mm-hmm. But was he a bad guy? Because he was pretty good with killing people right away.
Well, he kills the mother because she's bad to her. He kills the classmate because he sexually assaulted her.
Yeah, I mean...
like, he's killing bad people.
Yeah.
And the cheater.
He does kill that one cop where he just dumps her in the grave.
Cops are terrible. He's killing only bad people.
That was pretty funny. I did like that part.
He's like a gremlin. He only goes after the bad guys.
Oh, he's a liberator, you're saying?
He's a liberator. He liberated that dick.
He did. He sure did.
I also enjoyed the moment where he has to tell her, not tell her because he can't talk, but he's like, we don't have a dick. And she's like, oh, that's okay. There's lots of things we can do. Some of the best things we can do. It's like, she's such an understanding person considering she was going after a different man the whole time.
Well, it came from the fact that she knew.
It came? I guess she still got Michael's dick in the end, so.
Yeah.
That occurred to me.
She had a piece of it.
He did that. Well, the whole thing. I saw that shadow. That was pretty impressive. I forgot what I was going to say, but I'm going to say this instead.
That was almost a cartoonish shadow, too.
Yes.
Well, it was a cartoonish shadow.
No, the train stalled at the station. Yeah, they never left.
What's your next question?
Well, I got a lot of questions. All right.
So you say.
And this is going to be a surprise question. In so much.
Because it's going to be a Nicolas Cage quiz.
Because it's a Cage quiz. Hot shot.
Damn it.
Fuck.
All right. So, since Lisa Frankenstein was based off of a Universal monster, what Universal monster does Nicolas Cage want to play?
Well, he already played Dracula.
Yeah, well, not counting. What else would he like to play now that he's done Dracula?
Well, I think we can eliminate the Bride of Frankenstein. I'm going to say we can eliminate Frankenstein.
I would say so.
Really? I'm going to say that he wants to be the Mummy.
Kitty?
The Invisible Man.
Ooh, that would have been a good one. No, it's the Wolfman.
That makes sense.
He likes the Wolfman. He says there's a lot to unpack there. But after listening to you guys, I could instantly see Nicolas Cage as either one of those. So I'm thinking we do him as all the Universal monsters, like in a Meet the Clumps kind of situation. Because how cool would that be?
I think he should have individual movies.
And then make it like the Avengers.
And it's Nicolas Cage Endgame.
All Nick. All monster. That'd be pretty cool.
You're going to get five standalone movies and then come together in a Monster Squad remake with Nicolas Cage as all of the monsters.
I would give all of the money that Kitty has to watch that movie.
Oh, boy.
Starring Nicolas Cage as Gilman. Nicolas Cage as Frankenstein's monster.
Did you have more than four questions?
Considering one of them was a Nicolas Cage question. I just want
to go through all
of
them. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Do you know what the interesting people's names were in the cast?
You gotta work on your question here.
Yeah, no, like, that's what the question. Mean? Just for instance, there is somebody named Psychic Jenny. There is somebody named White Girl. There's somebody named Lady Cop.
Lady Cop died.
And there are officers Waters and John.
Yeah, makes sense.
John Waters. Because of
the what's that? Hairspray?
Yeah.
Flamingos?
Pink Flamingos.
Pink Flamingos. And that's kind of the...
Serial Mom.
Serial Mom was him?
Mm-hmm.
I like that movie. In fact, watching this movie made me think of Serial Mom partway through. And I was like, I want to watch that movie again.
Yeah, it has another interesting aesthetics in the 80s, sure.
Is that why you guys keep saying it's Edward Scissorhands' world?
It's because they're living in this colorful, paletted house. And then there's the dark creature that becomes part of the life. It's the same aesthetic exactly. Except instead of scissors for hands, he cries foul smells.
His tears smell like death.
Throughout the movie, I think the thing that was missing is the tone.
Michael's penis?
Yeah, his penis and the tone of the movie. Because everything else, the dialogue, the acting, the story, everything's fun. It's just the tone keeps shifting all over the place.
It's why it's a strange movie. Kitty hit on it right when we started. Something's missing. I don't know what it is because it's all really there. It just doesn't fit together.
Yeah.
And it's tough. Everyone did a good job with what they were doing. I just don't think they were all on the same page. And I don't know whose fault that actually is.
It's all does.
It usually is kind of the director's fault, but the actors are performing in her sets the way that you would expect. It's just that I think it's the script problem. I think that there's scenes that just don't fit narratively the arcs.
So the editing, I feel like. Maybe there was a full script and it was edited poorly.
Or just characters were making jumps that you don't see how they got there. It's just suddenly, because you guys keep jumping on how terrible the stepsister was. Shaking my head at you two. Shaking.
I thought she was pregnant by her stepfather at the end of the movie.
What?
Because I was trying to figure out her shirt. And it kind of made her look like she had a stomach. So I was like, no. And then he went, and then Fuddruckers.
Yes.
And I really like that part.
Good old Fuddruckers.
Because he's a great stepdad.
There used to be, the fries came in a basket that you could eat. It was an edible basket of fries.
Every time I've ever been to a Fuddruckers, I've thrown up afterwards.
Fuddruckers is terrible.
Yeah.
What? What is wrong with you two?
I don't know. It makes me sick.
I miss Fuddruckers.
I don't.
Well, her solution to being caught up in the murders is to kill herself and then come back. It works out. She comes back like he does, and he's now gone through the process enough times that he's just a normal person again. So I assume they'll get her back in shape.
That's the idea. And then she'll grow out her hair to be crazy.
What's the point of killing yourself? You're still going to be on the lam. I know that you get them off your scent immediately, but you're still walking around like, hey, wait, aren't you the person that we were suspecting? I think that's
the idea, to get them off her scent, because, you know, she'd be caught eventually.
Yeah.
So, and then she'd have to deal with her stepsister visiting her in prison and all that.
Trying to fuck whoever she's fucking in prison, too.
Yeah.
You know,
I can't believe you're so off base.
Real tired of you two being mean to whatever her name was. Taffy. Oh, what's her name? Taffy was great.
She was great.
She was laughy every time. I started laughing.
It was funny when she was describing her mom to 911, and she's like, yeah, she's a bitch.
It did work as a betrayal, because it was a character that I really thought was doing something new.
And then that's what it doesn't work as a betrayal, I think.
Yeah. He never even thinks there's a betrayal there. He's like, what's going on? That's a problem.
Look, they needed a dick. That zombie guy figured it out. Frankenstein knew what was what. Did he have a real name? I just remember him as Frankenstein.
He had a real name. It was on his tombstone. Lord Fauntleroy.
He had one, but he's only credited as the creature in the
things. Ooh, a fellow credit checker, I see.
Did there a best boy in this movie?
There is no best boy. It has been a string of no best boy. Like, there's like electric best boys and rigging best boys. There's no just pure best boy. I haven't seen one of those in a long time. They're like, what are those pennies I can't find? Wheatback pennies. Don't see those anymore. You don't see a best boy, you don't see a wheatback penny. Times, they are a-changing.
These analogies are weird.
Well, I enjoy how sometimes they're just conversations with themselves. Like, what are those pennies I can't find? Wheatback pennies.
I did while
remember we talked about this earlier, Brain? I do remember.
But true. I didn't know it earlier. I figured it out. The one thing that really bothered me in the credits, because I was watching, there's not a lot going on, no best boys. I told you, like, just people's names. That was the fun stuff. But they're... They had the American Humane Society thing at the end, but it's in a way I've never heard it before, and I want your opinion on it, both of you. So the what is written, it says, the American Humane Society monitored some of the animal action. No animals were harmed, with a little R in the circle next to it, in these scenes. I looked up what that R means in the circle, and it's a registered trademark, which is fancier than another trademark, but it's right after the harmed. So when they say no animals were harmed, that's their own definition of harmed.
No, it's they can't put it after every word. No animals were harmed is their registered trademark. I know what you don't have to point at it.
I'm going to tap meaningfully over and over again.
They've registered and trademarked the phrase, no animals were harmed.
And they just decided to stick it right in the middle. That's what they want you to think. They would have put it at the end. They would have put it at harmed in these scenes.
This is like a Ken conversation you need to have with
yourself
and Ken.
He does have the eye problem today.
Thanks. I can't. No one likes you. Or you.
I didn't do anything.
But I'm just saying, I think they're killing animals all over the place, and I'm not happy about this. This movie is...
Well, they killed a swallow.
Yep. I couldn't go anywhere with that. So, yep. They sure did, but she came back.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like Slim Shady. Back. Mostly they come at night.
Mostly.
Good work, team. We did it.
We cracked it.
We are the best. Yeah, it's a movie.
Yeah, cost $13.3 million. It made less than 10.
When did it come out?
February?
What month is it now? October? April? Again?
May?
June?
It's May 1st when this comes out, I believe.
I thought there was another one that comes out on May 1st. Outdoor fucking starts today.
What?
So grab your favorite lady.
Or at least your favorite lay.
I don't know what's happened here.
Keep that in.
The 1st of May is National Outside Fucking Day.
Okay.
No, it's when you can start. Fucking. Oh, sorry, outdoor. It's when you're supposed to start.
Pete, it's a registered trademark.
It is.
You got to get that R in there. Uh-oh. Yeah, the movie didn't do great, and I understand why. I think it has a very limited audience.
Mm-hmm. I think it could have appealed to a lot of teen girls to go see, but that was probably all of it.
It is. It's true, but it doesn't... I don't know how you sell it. Like,
they sold it as scarier.
Did they?
It was a romantic comedy, right? It was like a teen romance.
We're trying to figure that out. We've been trying to figure out what it was.
It was a trauma movie for a time. Then it was a dark comedy for a time. Then it was a science fiction movie for a time. It's a weird movie.
And then a teen romance.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
and
know
turned,
what?
Yeah, like at the very end, it turns into fucking like Jane Eyre and shit.
Yeah, because he's reading the poem.
And yeah.
But her hair wasn't big, so yeah. It was a fail.
You don't know what was under there.
You can't hide that hair. I saw The Bride of Frankenstein.
Did you pay attention to The Bride of Frankenstein? Because before they unwrap her, it doesn't look like you can hide that hair in there either.
Obviously, I didn't pay attention. Who are you talking to right now?
It's interesting that your go-to choice is the exact example I'm talking about.
Yeah, and?
That's the one I didn't finish listening to.
They just hadn't done her hair up yet when they did it down. It was probably down, and then Pretorius was like, let me get in there.
No, the electricity did it. That's the electricity hit it and just shot straight up.
I do like the tanning booth. You're right. That's a clever way to use the electricity.
I don't think it was a smart idea to burn it down, though, because that's how they were reanimating things. And clearly she needs further reanimation skin grafts.
How did she get more, though? So they must have figured something out.
Yeah, that's right.
Although he went in first, right? So maybe he had that work before he had to do it, because you're leaving it in the hands of somebody that can't even speak. Maybe he should, you know.
Yeah, maybe he just got better over time.
Yeah.
I don't know how the science works. I don't think there was a lot of a plan going on in her head when the net was closing in with all the murders and the police and everything. I think it was just kind of running and going. So she wasn't thinking.
That was treated very lightly, too. It was like it wasn't even really there.
It was. I enjoyed how little she cared about it until it came time to kill herself.
Right. Well, because it all was like,
talk to my lawyer. It's like, I really enjoyed that whole production. And then she's like, oh, gotta kill myself. And I'm like, that seems like a leap.
Well, what else do you do when you're a teenager? You don't got your brain working as well.
But you're right. They destroyed the tanning booth. So I'm going to take the canonical ending to be him reading poetry to her and her going,
hey! Did she open her eyes at the end?
She did.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It was kind of creepy because I don't think she had eyes. It was just like red pits, it looked like.
Is that Brad Pitt's brother?
No. Red Pitt, yeah.
The people's second sexiest man alive.
Who? Brad Pitt?
Red Pitt.
Am I number one?
Also related to Red Skull.
Yeah, he is. Is Red Skull number one?
Only when he has his face off.
Face off.
We heard there's a face off too.
All over.
We heard there's a face off too. It's a perfect.
It is coming, right?
No, the face off too. I have not heard that.
I think so.
Look, of the people at this table, I think we know who would know if there's a face off too coming, and there is no face off too coming. They're talking about it. They're hinting at. Nicolas Cage already said he's only going to do 3 or 4 more movies.
I think he already broke that.
Yeah, I think he's on like number 12. Years like in 12, I can tell.
This came up when I was driving him back from the eye doctor, and he's like, yeah, I haven't heard it's official. And I'm like, which one of these actors is saying no to this role?
I'm just saying, I don't think there's anything going on with it. What's John Travolta doing these days? Has he been in a movie ever?
He was in those commercials with the Scrubs guys where he was singing his Grease songs about free Wi-Fi or something.
I have not seen a commercial in so very long.
And then he was Santa Claus doing his Saturday Night Fever Santa Claus commercials. So I guess that's what he does now. He just sings songs and commercials based on previous.
You know who else sings songs and commercials?
Is it Nicolas Cage in the Japanese commercials?
Nicolas Cage in Japan. Pachinko, I believe
Pachinko.
It was.
Pachinko! Okay, as of April 20th, it's been confirmed that John Travolta and Nicolas Cage are going to be returning for a Face Off 2 sequel.
So I'd like to point this out, Pete.
You're wrong.
You are the Nick Cage guy. And yet both of us knew this Nick Cage news from 2 days before we record this. And you did not.
No production date has been announced.
Boom.
Who's the director?
Let's see.
Is it me? Know. Is it Nicolas Cage?
Do you want to direct it?
John Woo?
John Woo is in the
original.
He's in the original. I don't know what things are.
Ben Grimm.
Somebody Barrett is writing it.
I'm just going to stare at you people looking up fake Google news on the internet. Are you going to IMDb?
Someone wrote, Cage's schedule is surprisingly light this year.
He's already got 2 movies out.
That is a light one. What was his record? I think 6 movies or 9 movies in a year.
Pete, again, this is your department.
Well, yeah, it's out there. It's in the archives, right? That's what we call them, the archives.
It was Adam Wingard that was involved in it. That's right.
Yeah, he's writing it.
Yeah.
The Batman guy?
No.
Oh, that's Adam West.
He's dead now.
He's dead. That's two.
That's two in the same episode you brought up.
Anyone else die lately?
Lately?
Anyone else from that movie we just watched?
Lisa Frankenstein?
Yeah.
Nobody. Too soon.
No, sometimes they die before the movies come out.
Not this one.
No, not this one. Well, I didn't actually check. I just assumed everyone made it since February. I mean, we did get into the director's father. Yeah.
We did address that.
Nope, there was no thought. I like that everyone turned and looked at me.
To see if you remembered who the director was.
Oh, no, not a clue.
Yeah,
I already blanked out and I was just looking at you guys nodding my head. Mm-hmm. That's how I got...
I wonder what Diablo Cody does next, because this one didn't hit either. She has had a string of non-hits.
Was Juno the only one that was successful?
Yeah.
I don't even think that made a ton of money.
It made a ton of money.
Oh, it did? And it was an indie darling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That one's a cult one.
Yeah.
So is Jennifer's Body, from what Brian told me.
Definitely. But then you look it up, and she did a lot of things in between that nobody remembers or talks about or cares about. Mm. And this was very concerted effort to return to the same well that Jennifer's Body was.
Well,
she says
it takes
place in the same universe too.
Yeah, I think that's part of the problem. It's if you're going back to the same well, you need to really develop something well.
You better bring a nice
well. No.
Well,
what I think, what was Jennifer's Body? She was a demon that ate or infected people.
Yeah,
and went in them. I think that could be another team up movie happening. Just all of the Diablo Cody hits. Get Juno. Get Megan's Body. Get that other one that we just saw. That's my water that I just dropped.
You spilled it. It's spilling everywhere.
Jennifer's Body is a movie that takes Amanda Seyfried, puts glasses on her, and makes you have to make you try to guess that she's a nerd.
A nerd, yeah.
And I'm like, I don't buy this at all.
That's the thing that you don't put effort into anymore. They're like, oh, glasses, you're a nerd.
It's weird.
Yeah, obviously. That's how you tell.
I didn't see Madam Web like the rest of the world. Didn't see it either.
Oh, man, you got to get that one so I can watch it.
But I saw the trailer, and they put Sydney Sweeney in those glasses, and I'm like, you're going to make me buy this now.
Sydney Sweeney is the Immaculate, and what was the other one? Didn't she do something? Like, I've heard her name a bunch
now. She was in that rom-com that we didn't watch, but we saw the trailer for, and both thought it was very delightful.
Was that the Anyone But You? Anyone But You.
Which made like $220 million worldwide.
It's a rom-com. It's going to make a lot of money.
It made nine times its budget, and it wasn't expected to do anything. It kind of blew up big.
Yeah.
I saw two trailers for that, and they were two distinctly different movies. One was played for pure comedy, and the other trailer was, I don't know, like just a straight-up romantic movie. No comedy. It was confusing.
It worked, because everybody went to see it. And Glenn Powell and her are on very good career trajectories now, because nobody knows exactly who drew this money, so everyone's going to get to do what they want.
Yeah.
I don't even know who Glenn Powell is.
That's because you won't watch Top Gun Maverick.
I have not watched Top Gun Maverick. I don't believe that Top Gun Maverick is as good as you say it is. You were once on my side, and then you watched it.
Now at the point where I refuse to watch it because everyone loves it so much.
Good strategy. Dig your heels in. Don't move no matter what. Any evidence? It's not real.
No. It's got Tom Cruise in it. It's not going to be good.
I was like, Tom Cruise is in a lot of good movies.
Days of Thunder.
He's crazy now.
It doesn't matter if he's crazy now. He's in a lot of good movies. Like, you're going to tell me Tropic Thunder is not good? It's great.
That one where he gets iffy land. On that now. That land out west where he's in a wagon and Nicole Kidman's there, whatever that far and away.
Yeah. Why don't you tell me you like my hat? I've earned it. That's actually better than he did. But he's in a lot of good movies. I can't help that he's insane, but he's in a lot of good movies.
Meh.
Top Gun Maverick.
And he's short.
Sure.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the end of him. He's short and he's weird and he's in Top Gun Maverick. such has your fate been decided, Tom Cruise.
This is like when everyone told me that Mad Max Fury Road was good, and I was like, there's no way it's that good, and I'm not going to like it. Yes, because I watched it and I gave it a try.
But you were wrong the first time. It was good.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was wrong. I gave it a try, and it turned out I was wrong.
But see, I'm right. I don't need to watch it. I know that I'm right. Top Gun is terrible.
It's got Ed Harris and John Hamm.
I do like John Hamm.
Yeah.
And Goose's son.
And Anthony Val Edwards. Kilmer. Val Kilmer. I never watched that documentary about him on Amazon. People keep telling me it's good.
John Hamm is funny.
Anyone see Fletch? The new one?
Confess Fletch.
No. Is that the one with John Hamm?
Yes.
No, I didn't see it.
Did we discuss how I started watching Roadhouse and it's not good?
Not John Hamm?
We did. Mm-hmm. In late May, we discussed
that. Oh, sorry. I still haven't finished it.
Oh, I think we should have Kitty back on to do our summer preview in 1 month.
Summer previews with Kitty, you say?
I think we should go ahead and invite her back for that. You're going to be free that day in May 29th-ish?
I'll have to check my schedule.
All right. I bet she comes. I bet she...
Nope. She's married to me.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
That's true.
Self-inflicted.
Did you get through all of your questions on Lisa Frankenstein?
Like all five? Yeah. Minus one, because there's a Nick Cage one.
That was a question. All right. Do you know who Hannah Hall is?
A person who's never been in my kitchen.
Oh, yep. That was it.
Yeah.
All right. She's also the intimacy coordinator on Lisa Frankenstein.
Oh.
Because that's a thing. There were also 8 COVID inspectors.
Wait, weren't we asking for questions?
Yeah, this is just more knick-knack facts.
Yeah.
They're not knick-knack facts. Don't you dare misuse that. This has nothing to do with Nicolas Cage.
They're just as unimportant to me.
But go on. Tell us the 8 people. Names. Do you have those written down? No. I didn't think so.
I guess I should have asked how many there were and see if you guys could have got them. All right.
Sleepy, dopey, doc.
No, that was
Sneezy.
It. Yeah, that was it.
Fletch.
That's all my notes.
I think that's on Netflix now.
Is Fletch. It?
I think it might be.
On the back of this page of notes, I also have another Nick Cage question, but I'm going to save that for another day.
So that was it for Lisa Frankenstein?
That was actually a lot of notes for me. That was almost a whole page.
Yeah, he said he never goes prepared or unprepared into these podcasts.
Well, let's find out. He doesn't think there's anything wrong with what Taffy did. Was there anything wrong with what her science lab partner did?
Yeah, he needed to be killed.
I just want to make sure there's a line to this.
Oh, yeah. No, he needed to die.
Again, I don't think that was malicious. I think it was just something that happened, and then she didn't have the courage to go talk to Lisa Frankenstein.
Can I offer a rebuttal for the science lab partner? He's talking about the sister. Can I offer a rebuttal for the science lab partner? It is the 80s.
Yeah, okay. Yes, Kitty.
I cannot defend the 80s.
Her hand is just opening and closing. Her mouth is just
It wasn't right what he did.
No, but it was the 80s. I think it's important to remember. We're not going to ruin a young boy's life over something that happened in the 80s.
They didn't. They just cut off one hand.
They killed him.
Did they?
Yeah, they left him in the...
Yeah, they killed him.
But he could have gotten up. He just didn't try.
I enjoyed
didn't
that a
lot.
Didn't
they smash him in the head?
I think they just cut his hand.
They left him in the hole.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that a lot where it just cuts to her and she's like, oh, he's like, I'm surprised you wanted to see me. He's like, oh, yeah, I did. I'm like, that's pretty funny that she's going to use him as a victim.
Yeah.
Hoisted by his own petard.
That's right. It was really him for revenge, right? While they killed her to get the ear.
Well, she needed the hand.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a collection of body parts. Maybe they should have made him more disfigured, Kitty, to your point. If you wanted more kills, he should have come back as like half a person. And then she's got to collect all the other pieces. Got to catch them all.
I'm not getting what you're saying.
Yeah, okay.
Because you wanted more kills, see?
Yeah, of other people.
Yeah, so if he came back, if the creature comes back with only half his body, you could have had more kills because they got to kill a lot more.
See, the thing is, he only says like half a... Stop.
He's not wrong.
Pete only says like half of what his brain is thinking.
Yeah.
He doesn't get the full story out. And
his brain's only thinking half of what a sentence is.
Right.
So you're only getting a quarter of it.
So then we just look at him like we just did because none of what he said makes sense.
Like we could have killed the boss that she had.
Mm-hmm. He deserved it.
They all got it coming.
Well, maybe that's what happened.
That's part of the thing. The town is, you know, shitty to her. And it's like the whole town can go.
Sequel.
Yeah, the two people sitting outside in the yard. When she's running around screaming, or like, oh, she's the weird one. And it's like, they could have died.
I think that's fair.
I forgot about that. Are you saying that you wouldn't sit on the front porch with me, Kitty, and just stare at people in our neighborhood as they're like being attacked? I would. I wouldn't feel the need to help, depending on who it was.
I'd stay in the backyard. We can see it from our driveway.
Ooh, that's smart. You don't want to get pulled into these things accidentally. Right. Want to stay an observer.
Exactly.
Stay an observer.
I don't think that there's going to be a sequel, Pete.
Yeah. We'll see. You've been wrong about a lot of things today.
There could be a sequel, but it won't go anywhere. Like it, might not get a theatrical release. It'll be like a Netflix sequel.
Doesn't it feel like it'd be better? Not better, but doesn't it feel like it would have fit possibly more as a miniseries on Netflix than as a movie?
Yeah.
Like Wednesday was such a hit, and this is different, but it's the same kind of idea where you could string this out over 8 episodes.
Right, and that would explain away some of the choppiness
and you of have, the movie. Yeah, I think that would have worked better as, exactly. Mm-hmm. And give more time to develop these beats in between these things and explain them. And I think it could have worked better as that.
Based on the cast, I could have watched them for 8 episodes.
The cast was fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, and then you could do things from different points of view.
Yeah.
Like that weird girl, goth girl, that was accusing her of things. The like, girlfriend. Just have it from her. I don't think she was a girlfriend.
I thought she was of Michael. Kind of, a want-to-be. It seemed like she was. A want-to-be
girlfriend. I think she was probably, like, the photo editor on the newspaper or something.
Yeah, she didn't die either.
No, she didn't die, and she should have.
So we could have had every episode, there could have been principal, a new person die. Yeah. It would have been fun, and you get a new piece of him back. That could have been a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Now everyone likes my idea of him coming back with less body parts. All poo-pooing me earlier.
We didn't understand it.
It makes perfect sense. See, you guys are the ones saying it and trying to take credit for it.
Now that we understand what you were saying, shut up.
He wants his sister to sleep with... Wait, what? Yes. What? And he doesn't want to feel... He won't feel betrayed by that. It's just because it was the 80s.
There'll be an episode of the TV show where there's a Pete character who's just like trying to explain to Lisa, like, it's okay that she's fucking that guy. You're the one who doesn't get it.
Yeah, look, lady.
And then he gets killed for his best attribute,
which is... For my brain. Obviously, my brain.
Wait, didn't you have another reason for playing that song?
Yeah, because it was the best moment that her character gets.
I thought you said there was another one.
Yeah, to make Pete sing.
No.
Oh, okay.
Right. Which was a gigantic
thing. We covered those all.
Yeah, the second reason was because I think it showed this masterful understanding in the script of how to progress her character. And then it doubled back the wrong way. And it was infuriating to me in the theater. Because this was the moment where that look on her face when she's finishing the song is so perfect of, like, it's exactly where her character should be. It's exactly what should inform the rest of the movie. And then it doesn't follow that all the way through. And it really bugged me.
Yeah, that should be at the point where she really goes nuts killing people. She commits
to making this into the perfect man.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
But it immediately fell apart because the very next day after she kills the guy, like the kid.
Yeah.
Cops come, because reality puts its head into this
fake world. It does this thing over and over. She lays in bed with the creature, and she shows him how to use the massager. And then the next scene, he's like, oh, because like he wants to be with her. And she's like, oh, no, you're dead. I don't want anything to do that. I'm like, all right, hold on a second. What was the scene before this then? But the scene's funny, so we have to have it. Does it make sense narratively? No. So we got to keep going back. It does this two or three times. And it's really frustrating, because it's bad for her character. Like, what's good for the movie wasn't really good for her character, because I did enjoy all those scenes. Those scenes are all funny. Mm-hmm. But they don't work together. But in a TV show, they might have.
I was just thinking maybe it would have worked in a TV. You're going to have to cut this part into the actual podcast, the meat of the podcast now.
Well, you know what the other part of it, though, is why it would work as a TV show is because it's a world that I'm interested in spending time in.
Yeah.
So that's like why Wednesday works.
Having the story of different perspectives or just spending time in that world. Agreed.
Yeah, you could have spent a lot more time in this world, but it's like, I'm not going to want to watch a sequel to it because you kind of messed it up. But I do enjoy the movie. I think I would have enjoyed it better if you give me 8 hours of it instead. And then,
what if it was you put on the colon electric boogaloo at the end of Lisa Frankenstein 2?
Lisa Frankenstein 2, electric boogaloo? It makes sense because they need electricity.
That's right. You get it. He gets it, Kitty.
Don't like you.
Me and my big brain.
What part
of your big head?
What part of your body do you think the creature would take for the creature?
Brain.
Creature has a brain.
Well, he needs a better one, an upgrade.
No, it can play Chopin. It can read. It can do lots of things that you can't do.
Well, it wouldn't be his hands or his feet because he has these weird, like, bear paw hands. I don't think
they want any of your things.
What are you talking about? Have you seen this facial hair? Look at this.
That's what they would take. They would take your white beard.
Not his head hair because there's not a lot left.
You think there's a lot on my face. You should see the rest of my body. You could take that. You have a fur pelt.
Not monkey arms.
My long arms?
Torso? No, that'd be weird.
I like this game. What else can we describe about me?
Not your butt.
My ears?
It's already got a penis. So.
My butt does?
Yes.
Like one of those penis butts?
Do you know I learned what ghost nipples are? That's weird.
This is, you have a very interesting Ken-like streak sometimes run through you. Because there was the, what was it, the cheese nipples or something like that. I don't remember what it was.
Oh, I forgot about that. I don't know what that is. I'm very excited
by whatever it is we're talking about.
We bury Ken for this, but Ken hasn't actually brought up dicks in a while. We now bring it up and he avoids it.
Well.
Listen, this is topical. This is a horror movie podcast and ghosts are a thing and nipples are a thing. And possibly there could be a movie about that.
I like it better as a Netflix series.
Has there been a ghost penis yet? Anywhere in film? I feel like it should have been. Probably
somewhere in porn. What's that, rule 34 or rule 43 or rule...
34.
Yeah.
I'll look it up later.
Okay, let me know. I'm going to want to know the answer to that. That's my question I had about this movie.
Is there a ghost penis?
Is there a ghost penis?
Is it haunted then? So it's like floating?
Well, until it concludes its unfinished business, yeah.
That it's just going to kind of deflate and sink back to the ground.
Yeah, the ghost penis.
Ectoplasm all over this wall.
Well, Michael's got a ghost penis. It got cut off before it came to conclusion. So it's now wandering around with unfinished business in the ghost realm.
Traditional ghost.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Now I have all these weird questions about the penis.
Is it more or less questions than Pete actually had about the movie Lisa Frankenstein?
It could be more depending on some of the answers.
Hey, Kitty.
What?
There's no bone in a boner.
Well, that was one of my questions. It's just like
blood and stuff.
Yeah. How does it get erect? What comes out of it? Does anything come out of it?
A ghost penis?
Yeah.
It's ectoplasm.
I was about to start answering them like for like science for reality. I was like, I know some of these. I would say that what comes out of it is booberry.
No, that comes from the ghost nipples. That would
be really crunchy.
That's where booberry comes from.
It's the ghost nipples. I'm not sure what comes out of ghost penis. Booberry.
No. You keep saying ectoplasm comes out of ghost penis.
Yeah, that makes sense, actually.
Because booberry is very close to boob-airy.
Yes, that's...
It doesn't have to get erect. It is erect because it died in erect form. And until it finishes its business, it can't move on to the afterlife. And
everybody knows when you die, you become a ghost based on what your last position was.
Yes, everybody knows that. You're stuck wearing the clothes you were wearing and holding whatever things you were holding.
That's true. If you were pooping, you're just sitting there pooping for eternity.
Elvis is pooping for eternity. Coolio, pooping for eternity.
They say if you go to their houses at night and say their names in the mirror.
Oh, I think we should call this.
I think it's just getting going.
I am very excited about the end of this podcast.
As it turns out, probably had three questions on the ghost penis.
Yeah, but we're getting so close to answering them all. Oh.
Well, I mean, penis's main job is to come, so it would go away.
I think its main job is to pee. I think that you can live
without
one, and you can't live without doing the other one.
True.
Yeah.
Its fourth job is accounting.
In case you know, it's you counting to 21.
Yes. How does that can count? Girls can only count to 20.
But you can only count to 20 and a half. All right, we got to get going.
I thought it could count to 69.
We'll see you next week for something special, something Pete's been looking forward to. The 25th anniversary of a movie that Pete and Kitty both love called Ghost The Mummy. Penis. Ghost Penis. We're going to watch a mummy watch-along.
Yay.
And I haven't seen The Mummy in a while, so Pete tells me every time I see him, he's like, I was watching The Mummy the other day, so I'm going to guess he's seen it many times since I've seen it.
I don't know.
I have. I have seen it many times. It was one of the very first DVDs I ever bought, so I saw it in the theater and said, this is a movie I can rewatch. So I bought it. That's my criteria for buying DVDs, is how many times am I going to watch it?
And your criteria for buying video on demand is just that you have your mom's credit card loaded into it.
It's so easy.
He tells me all the time. He's like, oh, I bought this for the kids. And I'm like, how much are you spending? He's like, eh, that actually isn't mine.
Well, we cover her phone bill, so it equals out.
I don't know. He tells me a lot of things he buys out there that I don't think he ever watches. Did you ever watch Mulan, Pete?
Nope. I spent my money on that one.
Oh, did you?
I got to watch that.
Yeah, I know, me too. That's why I spend money on it. And
then next time we record, I'll talk about Mulan.
I have all of the...
Rouge?
all the apps and shit that I have, you know, for watching movies, and just signed up to all of them. And I pay for every one of them except for Netflix, which is, I've had it for so long. It was just like on my mother's account from forever ago.
Yeah.
So every time they raise the price, I just go, that's a shame. Then I move on because it's like nobody's ever mentioned it to me. And I'm like, I guess we're just going to have Netflix forever.
Well, I don't know if you do technically anymore because you have to pay per household.
Oh, I don't know how any of that works. I just see the numbers and I always laugh because I'm like, you keep raising that price. And it's just like, I don't know. I'm not. Yeah.
My subscription keeps getting expired and like I don't pay for it. So.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. Anyway.
Okay. So, Lise Frankenstein. Yeah, it's pretty good, but it could have been better.
Watch it if you want.
It could have been better. I think it's an enjoyable watch. I just think you're going to walk away from it going,
meh.
What is a ghost penis? What comes out of it? What gets it hard?
Why wasn't it there at the end credit scene?
What time travel movie is Nicolas Cage in? These are the questions you're going to end up with if you watch Lisa Frankenstein.
Why didn't it get a credit in the end credits?
Yes.
For the ghost penis? They named everyone else.
All right, we'll see you for the Mummy watch along. Yeah, I was going to say the Mummy Returns. I'm like, that's literally a movie that's not correct.
Yep, right. Literally.
We'll see you for Indiana Jones and the
Temple of the Mummy.
And the Temple of the Mummy. We'll see you for Indiana Jones and Rachel Weisz Looks Hot.
Yeah.
All right,
see you next week.